This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. We've looked in recent visits at how a number of Bible characters coped when facing times of disappointment and discouragement. Now let's look at Jesus Christ. Was he ever discouraged or disappointed? One event reveals symptoms consistent with these emotions. The night before his crucifixion, Jesus shared the Last Supper with the disciples in the upper room. He told them about his impending death and challenges they would be facing. Then he led them to the Garden of Gethsemane. When they arrived, he said, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." Then he took Peter, James, and John further into the garden, saying to them, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me." He went further into the garden alone, fell with his face to the ground, and prayed, "My Father, if it's possible, may this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will, but as you will." When he returned to the disciples, he found them asleep. You could sense disappointment as he said, "Could you men not keep watch with me for 1 hour?" After praying alone, he returned only to find them asleep. One more time he prayed alone. When he returned a third time, there was agony in his heart as he rebuked them. "Are you still sleeping and resting? Look, the hour is near. The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go. Here comes my betrayer." How did he cope with disappointment and discouragement? He released his friends from their obligation to stand and keep watch. Alone, he found strength by crying out to his Father, trusting him to do what was right. Resting in his Father's hands, he found strength to face the cross before him.